It's 5:04. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has been calling for new approaches to deal with persistent flooding, and she's also seeking prayers to deal with the problem. On Monday, Reynolds was surrounded by evangelical Christians as she signed a proclamation declaring Sunday a statewide day of prayer for flood recovery. Reynolds and the group then bowed their heads together in prayer. Earlier in the week, Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts signed a similar proclamation. Reynolds repeated her call for new approaches to reduce immediate and long-term flood risks along the Missouri River, saying companies and residents will leave the area if flood threats remain high. Woodbury County Emergency Management and community organizations active in disasters are opening a Woodbury County Multi-Agency Resource Center to help those who've been impacted by recent flooding or groundwater issues. It will be at the Security Institute on the Western Iowa Tech Community College campus. The goal is to bring together multiple service providers in a single location and provide on-site assistance to those affected by flooding. Since FEMA has representatives already in the lower level of the Security Institute, the MARC will be set up in the first floor lobby area to provide a one-stop shop location. The resource center will be open tomorrow from 12 to 4 p.m. and from 2 to 6 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The Salvation Army, the American Red Cross, the Community Action Agency, and Iowa Legal Aid are some of the agencies that will be available. And that's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.